Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I was like, by Candyman, what do you mean?
And what do you mean, sir?
He goes, are you the guy who brings the Snickers for the ladies? And then I'm like, does he think I'm hitting on the ladies? Like, there's a whole thing that's going on.
You're really.
I don't know what's going on.
Right.
And I said, sir, sometimes I will travel to Wawa and I'll come back with the Snickers, depending on who's in front, and hand off a Snickers to the team. He goes, well, I'm on the team.
What do you suppose it would sound like if Cubs announcer Harry Carey said the name of the mayor?
Now batting fourth, coming up, the cleanup hitter, Bill de Blasio.
I try to pick my moments. I just,
well,
every time you say
thank you, Rob, because, you know, not very often do I am able to rekindle the memory of Harry Carey with Bill de Blasio. The new requirements roll out later this month from Bill de Blasio. What would you do, Rob?
I'd have my eyes tripled in size.
So you'd look like an owl?
Yeah, exactly.
Or like a cat?
And also, if we're going to go ahead and do it, and they can upsell me on this too, I would have my eyes tripled in size and also have them move independent of each other.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Program. We are enjoying our second decade of the show. That has become a daily routine for thousands of listeners in Great Place. I'm doing my Glenn Beck impression. What a ding nozzle.
Ding nozzle.
Lander, Wyoming, Gulfport, Mississippi, Sandusky, Ohio, Cayucos Beach, California, Christiansburg, Virginia, or Christiansburg, plural, Virginia, and Randers, Denmark. The Mike O'Mara Show is on right now. Before we do anything else, I have to ask Rob Spiewak, your post somewhere in the neighborhood of 13 hours ago when you wrote negative.
Yes.
What was that?
I just was notified by my spit test that I tested negative for COVID.
Oh,
and
okay.
He wanted attention.
Yeah.
That was an attention post.
But I didn't know whether it was legit. I would have been much angrier at Rob if he'd done it as a joke. Rob give us some examples of when you poke fun at people, like from Vienna, that joke that you like to mess with people.
There was a if you grew up in Vienna, Virginia, you would remember .. Mm-hmm. page, and the main thoroughfare in Vienna is called
this,
Maple
way.
Avenue. Okay, yeah. And I'd say, hey, I haven't lived in Vienna for years, and I'm hoping some of these great people on this site can help me remember. What was the name of the main street that went through Vienna that had maple trees on either side of it? And everyone,
you'll write that, right?
Yeah, and then they'll write Maple Avenue, and they're like, no, I don't think that's it. Brad and I were both kicked out of that site one week.
So when you do a negative thing, I thought you were being playful, and
I was not only pleased to get the negative. I mean, I didn't have any symptoms, didn't have any exposure, but when you get that email from the lab, it's exciting, it's pleasing.
All right, yeah. So should I'm dreading my physical tomorrow, going to see my doctor, because he's going to tell me to stop eating and do all that. Carl was pointing out to me, my kid's birthday, we had his birthday was Monday the 19th was his birthday. Yeah. We had the party on Saturday, 2 days before.
17th.
That's when I first, the 17th.
Exposure.
Since August 17th.
How many days is that?
I have felt like total
July
crapola,
17th.
Including today where it was hack, 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 hack. My question to you boys, I mean, I'm down here by myself, but we are in an epicenter in Florida.
Right.
So should I say to my doc, swab me again and check
me
there, for
it? If you're in there, do it. Yeah.
Was it a rapid test or a PCR test?
Rapid
test, they have a lot of false negatives.
Really?
Yes.
I just don't know. I mean, if I do, I mean, I didn't get really sick, but this thing has been...
But you could be spreading.
Yeah.
Lingering.
Super
lingering
spreader.
Longer, you know.
Have you called Dirk to ask him if you have matching symptoms?
No. No, you mean that from the time?
Yeah,
that would have been all the way back in June.
No.
June 24th.
But he is positive now, and he's
right.
Got, like, what is a hazy cold or a malaise of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe calling. Maybe
it's just
calling
the length of time
zero.
Is what concerns me about this. That I'm walking around today and just kind of dragging.
Go ahead and
just
get
feeling,
the swab. This is like when you go to Jiffy Lube and they change your air filter. You're there. Do it.
I suppose. I'll ask him about it tomorrow. I'll let you know.
Health insurance.
Yeah.
Well, I'll let you know. I have to go anyway. And
if you don't
use it, and finger.
You lose it.
Oh, so it's a pleasure trip.
It's a pleasure trip. Absolutely looking forward to it. No, it's going to be, here's your blood work, stop eating sugar.
Yeah.
That's what it's going to be. That's where I will be tomorrow. I know I will be.
It's fine. You had a good summer. It's time to lock it up.
I had a good summer.
You know what I mean?
I really did. I was talking to my little son today, and he had a good summer. Yeah. And a lot of the kids that he hangs out with down here in Florida are back at school this week. So
Is he starting to feel that the summer is winding up?
Yeah, but he's better because, look, he's better. Remember, I told you he got screwed by the gifted program where they didn't get the stuff.
Those jerks.
The other side of that coin is that he's going to school with his best friend. He's going to be same class as his best buddy.
Old
so
Donnie
he
Brasco.
Is so much to get to on today's program. We're going to have the People Suck mailbag, and we're looking forward to doing that.
I texted you. And I don't
want to get to
that
in the front of the show.
Yeah. Well, I texted you something. If you saw it,
you were talking about Carrie. Carrie getting her nose job.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This is new. Rob comes to us.
Yes.
Yesterday.
This is a whole thing now. Too.
Yes.
Oh my God. The house
after
is a disaster.
The show. And says, guys.
What do you mean the house is a disaster?
I mean the energy in the house. Because right now Carrie is in an airplane.
Okay,
she's flying.
But let's not
that's
fast
a whole
forward.
Thing.
All right. Rewind here.
Right.
I get the news that Carrie Spiewak is upgrading her life by getting some plastic surgery roughly 24 hours ago now.
Well, you see, that's not exactly what's happened. What happens is she has to have some nasal surgery done for breathing issues, but the guy upsold her on the nose
job. She has a deviated septum?
It's not a deviated. It's something that needs to be shuffled around in there.
Did she do a lot of blow during the 90s at all? Or,
No, that's more recent.
Mike, it's common, right? You go to a ear, nose, and throat doctor, and they say, I could throw in this plastic surgery package, and we're going to be okay.
But yeah, so she got upsold on the nose job, and I said,
that's more recent.
I said,
that was funny. That was so funny. All right, go ahead.
So we were discussing it, and she said, should I do it? I said, do you want it? And she said, I think it might be nice. I said, good.
Do you want it? Here it is. Come and get it.
And I said, just don't make yourself not look like you. I want you to look like you when you're done. And she said, okay, so that's fine. So she's going to take a little bit off the nose, I suppose.
How? Okay, first.
But when she goes in there, just have her tell the plastic surgeon, ask for the Jennifer Grey.
I'm genuinely curious.
Yeah.
I don't, with all due respect, I'm sure this is the case, but I don't buy the upgrade to nose job. Like, I don't know how that works.
Well, then
in
don't comment
office.
About it because you don't know.
Like, a plastic surgeon is a plastic surgeon, right? But isn't an ear, nose, and throat doctor just
this the, guy? The actual name of his firm is ENT and plastic surgeon.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So he offered this, and he said he could do it, and so she's doing it.
So do you? Can you choose your nose, much like you can?
No,
in
you choose
total
your nose, not your nose.
In Total Recall, when you actually get to choose your face.
Mm-hmm.
So did she consult you on the new nose you're married to?
Yeah, she showed me what was going to be done. It's going to be very...
More narrow? Is it bridge? What are we talking about?
She's pretty nose, right?
I know, she does.
What's her honker look like now? I haven't really thought about it.
I know Carrie's honker is not noticeable at all.
No.
It's very, very nice.
He offered to change the shape of the tip of it. The tip.
Just the tip.
And so anyway, this surgery is coming up. And Julia is coming home from Richmond for a week, 5 days, whatever, to help Carrie with the recovery because it's a pretty big deal. It's an 8-hour procedure all said and done to go on.
Has Julia started classes yet?
Not yet. They haven't.
Okay.
And they also haven't determined whether or not it's going to be virtual or not virtual, which is the linchpin as to whether or not she's going to take a gap year.
Got it.
Or semester. Okay. So, it's back and forth and back and forth, and Carrie says, this is the day, and I said, okay, and she says, are you going to take off work to help with it? I said, it might be a little tricky. I'm already taking a day off to help Robert move up, and this was before we found out Robert's move was on a Saturday, and I didn't want to, not be here 2 days so close together. I think the show is better when we're all here.
Agreed.
And it's also easier to produce the show when I'm here.
Yes.
So as a courtesy to the show, I said,
let's
it might be a little tough.
Yeah.
And so, no, we're not even to that point
no,
yet.
No.
And so she said, well, Julia's coming home. I'll figure something out. And I said, okay, fine. And then on Monday of this week, 2 days ago, she says, we're all set. I had my preliminary meeting with the doctor. Mm. And I said, good, how'd it go? He said, fine, we're all set for Wednesday. And she said, are you going to take off? I said, well, I hadn't planned on it because Julia's coming home. And then there's a good 7-8 seconds of passive-aggressive silence.
Mm.
And she says, I just assumed you'd want to be there. And I said, well, I was working under the impression that Julia was going to be there.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And she said, well, goodbye.
Oh, snap.
Oh, wow.
And so I was operating.
She wants you.
And so I went.
Not for long.
And so I went. See, the underlying theme that Oscar wants to emphasize is not the
passive. Is that she's getting plastic surgery to enhance her look to hit the market.
To hit the market. So
I get it.
I spoke to the people here at the Village. And I spoke to you guys. Mm-hmm. You shifted the show, which is, you know what? We shift the show all the time.
Yeah,
I don't like to ask that because I think it's a little bit taxing on people, but it's something we can do. I spoke to the people at Podcast Village. They rescheduled some stuff for me. So I said, I can still do some work at home, but I'd like to get out of here at said time so I can pick her up.
And we care about you.
Yes, of course. Yes. And so I go home last night and she said, and I said, I moved the stuff around. I'll be able to pick you up at the hospital after your procedure on a week from today, actually. And she says, no, it's already been taken care of. And perhaps it's probably best that you just stay at work.
Oh, I had not heard that.
Snap.
Jesus Christ.
That is a dig. You blew it.
Mm. I did, but.
Well, I mean, you might be in trouble.
What does she mean by that? Is she mad at you?
She said, I've already taken care of it, and it's probably going to complicate things if you get involved. So just stay at work. And I said, but I've already moved stuff all around on behalf of this. I'll be there. And she said, well, Julia's going to pick me up. I said, then we'll both pick
your
you up.
Your wife has a beautiful nose. But
hold on. He's making all the right moves. So that's the right thing to say. You'll both be there. That's good.
And she softened a little bit, but she still, and then it got to the be, well, I don't know why work is a priority over me. And I said, well, because the fact is.
Oh, see, it shouldn't be. Not with a medical
procedure.
How
are you going to pay for the nose job if there aren't funds for that?
The monster.
Give those away.
And then Oscar said, you don't complain about me prioritizing work when the paycheck rolls in.
Can't say that during that particular discussion.
But it went back and forth and back and forth. And I said, listen, I'm really sorry that it got to this. I was working under the impression that you had it handled with Julia.
And you just didn't want to be nosy.
Well, that's not even a pun, is it?
Nothing?
No, I don't think
so. Do you really want to be there? I mean, like if everything was equal, I mean, is it something that you, maybe I shouldn't ask?
No, here's the deal. Yes, because apparently it's that important to her.
What value are you going to add there?
I was talking.
Nice. Sorry. I like it when you get mad at me.
Yeah.
Please continue.
You must have a very happy life then. I am going to, as planned, cut out of here a little early a week from today. We will still do the show. Julia will get her to the hospital early that morning. Julia and I will pick her up. Also, I feel, upon thinking on it, that probably best to have me at her side when she gets home to make sure she's comfortable and deal with what she needs to be dealt with. You know, she's having a major surgery. And I did not consider this enough. Leading up to it, she said she would take care of it. I didn't catch the fact that she was vibing that she shouldn't have to take care of it. So that's where we stand now. So right now, she's on a trip right now. So are you white balancing?
All right, hold on.
No, or are you hiding?
I'm just doing a little something.
No, I love this. This is a great camera day. Great camera day. Great camera day. There you go. Looks great.
I'm just going to do my impression of Carrie.
Okay.
Okay.
Rob, I don't understand why work has to take a priority over this. Don't you even love me anymore?
Oh, don't you even love me?
You bastard. I mean, don't you even care? It's a big, big surgery. What if something goes wrong? What if there's some extra bleeding in my nose?
In your what?
What if there's some extra bleeding in my dough?
I see. I don't think there's going to be extra bleeding in
your
dough.
I don't understand. It's Carrie, disturbing me. Carrie, yes, yes, Oscar.
What do you say to the allegations that Oscar has about this being part of a nefarious plan to leave Rob Spiewak after the kids leave?
Well, let's not hit him over the head with it, shall we?
Oh, okay.
There's really no.
There have to be some
secrets. I'm not even mentioning the fact that this is the only ENT that not only does nose jobs but also tummy tucks and breast enhancements.
Stop it. He's not doing any of that.
Of course, on that breast enhancement thing, that wouldn't be necessary.
Stop it. Now, how dare you?
I'm sorry.
That's way over the line.
I think
sorry
those are
about
facts.
That. Right? Yep, facts are facts.
We would all be so lucky.
Yes.
So how did it end? How did it end with her?
Well, I told her that I was going to be there, and I said, I will see you later on, and she was...
Do you like,
love your
I know
wife?
You're... hold on. Stop it. Will you stop?
God,
will you stop being
horrible.
A monster for a minute? So when you speak to her about something like this, where you know you've upset her or something like that, do you, I tend to, probably to a fault, I go a little over the top, you know, or listen, I'm really sorry. You're right. I get it. I know it was important to you. Do you go over the top?
Yeah, I try to explain. I say, you know what? I was.
No, you try to explain. It's not over the
and
top.
And I know, and I did apologize. I apologize. Yes, I do.
How did you apologize? Did you have the same tone you have right now?
No.
Or?
Well, no, it's hard to have any sort of pleasant tone at all in this room right now because of the company I'm keeping.
I know.
I'm
just curious.
May I speak?
Do you go hat? Yes, go, okay. Go ahead, monster.
What about trying the Dan O'Brien hands on the hip and saying, Carrie, I was wrong about the surgery. I love you, and I should be a better
husband. Is Dan going to come in someday? Are we going to have Dan O'Brien
here,
on the
but
show?
I just want him to ruin the show just yet.
Yeah. I don't want him to ruin the show. I want to ask what it's like working in the environment.
I can't wait.
So back to Carrie.
I said, I'm very, very sorry. I know your feelings are hurt. I'm sorry I hurt your feelings. I'm sorry it came to this.
Right.
I realized only too late the right thing to do, and I'm trying to make it good right now. And I can tell you're upset. And she says, well, I should have known better. I should have known that you would prioritize work over me.
I agree.
And
she said that to you.
Yeah. And she said, so it's really my fault. I said, no, it's not your fault. It's my fault because I screwed up. And yes, I will be there. And then I think it was left with, well, do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And she has a flight today. She's meeting her cousin Mike in Denver for a few days vacation. And so I'll see her when she gets back this weekend.
Oh, she's taking a little trip.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Away.
Did you guys win the Powerball? Because there's a lot going on in the old Spiewak hat, which I'm happy for. Don't get me wrong. Because of the trips.
Probably taking advantage of some of the tax credits,
right?
That Rob got a family tax credit.
Yeah. And also there was, this is largely covered by insurance because it is a medical procedure. Not the plastic part. It's a trip to. It's a flight to Denver. It's a United.
By the way, the
hub.
Cousin that she's meeting, is it a
male
what was that?
Cousin?
What did I hear?
I was just making noises. Male cousin or female cousin?
Yeah, it's actually I believe one of the biggest fans of the show in my family. His name is Mike.
Mike
Harrell. Yeah.
How old is Mike?
Mike is about Carrie's age, maybe a little older, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
And are they cousins like cousins, or are they cousins like Franklin and Eleanor?
No, they're cousins like cousins. Okay. Okay. Jesus, what is this first segment?
We're talking
Mike
about
like
you.
Or does he like the show?
What's that?
Does Mike like you, or does he like the show?
Actually, he and Carrie knew each other as kids and fell out of contact, and then found each other.
Fell out of love.
That was terrific.
I'm making a joke. I'm making a cousin. Remember, this gets back to Japan.
Keep making
this
jokes.
Gets all the way back to Japan.
She left. She went to
Carrie, someone who actually made a trip over
the
to
land
Japan.
Of the
That's
rising
right.
sun.
And she didn't compete. She got over there. She got the twisties. She couldn't do it.
Got the twisties, and then she came home.
No, but Carrie and Mike were kids together, and then fell out of touch. Found each other on Facebook, and then he came to D.C. And we went out to dinner one night, and he asked what I did for a living, and I explained it to him and about the show, and he jumped in with both feet on the Mike O'Mara show, and now never misses an episode.
That's
bonus
so
subscriber, fruitcake purchaser,
awesome.
and he texts me all the time about stuff he loves on the show. So he's a really great guy, and they're gonna have a good time out there.
Let me ask you this:
mm-hmm.
You are a beloved member of this program. And you, at any time...
You want me to tell you what it's like?
No, to say that I'm going on vacation. Why aren't you going with her?
Because we're doing the show.
You can still go on vacation.
No. You know what? This is her thing. She wants to go to Denver and she wants to see him and she wants to have a good time. Let her have a good time. Okay. It's fine. I might be sort of a third wheel in that situation because they're cousins. So we'll see.
Cousins.
So look, I think that's great. And
it's great.
Well, no, is she looking forward to, since there is a slight cosmetic
what's up with the upgrade
angle with this? Is she looking forward to it?
She actually is. Yeah, I said she was a little hesitant because of, as Oscar mentioned, it's not a free procedure. And I said, do you want it? Do you want to do it? And if you do, if it's important to you, do it. It's not going to make or break us in the long run. So please do it.
Have you always had a, because we all have, like, when you're in relationships long enough, you have a certain like gives that maybe or tells that your wife or loved one says, hey, I wish I had this, or I always wanted to do this. Oh, is this something that she always
welcome
wanted
to, my world.
To do, or is this out of the blue?
This was something that was suggested by the doctor. Oh. And you know what? I don't know if it ever was a concern of hers in the past. I never knew it as a concern, and it never was something that occurred to me. I think, like many people, I think Carrie's beautiful. And that was the one thing I said. I said, I don't want it to change the way you look. And she said it won't. It's just going to be a slight change.
Plastic surgery.
What if all of a sudden she came out of surgery and she had a tiny little button nose?
Or just two holes in her face, like the Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah, no. Like, who was the one in Harry Potter? Who was the evil guy? Voldemort. I don't know. I don't know Harry Potter.
Mike, let's stop talking about Harry Potter because he wants to pick some more. Go ahead, Oscar.
No.
Okay, go ahead, Oscar.
By design, plastic surgery will make you look different.
Well, yeah. But I mean, it's not like we're not going to have her change the entire shape of her face or anything. It's just going to change the tip of her nose a little bit.
I can't wait to see. I'm happy for Carrie. This is great.
All right, let's ask you. Let's go around the room right now. We'll do this with everybody. Let's ask. If you could change, really free of money, the money is no object.
Yeah.
You could change something about your appearance facially.
Oh, facially.
What would it be? Let's start with Pony Boy Matt Bloom. Pony, what would you do?
Speak up.
You know what? I have a huge schnoz. When you see me from the side, I would probably get my nose tweaked a little.
So you get a nose job.
Yeah. All right. I pro tip, veneers before nose job, please. Oh, let's work on that. Thank you.
Wow. What a good day Oscar is having.
Oscar, what would you do?
My hairline. Are you kidding me? Look at this.
You get the hair done?
I get my hairline. It actually would be normal.
Yeah, you get the old Kevin James done.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ah, boy, I don't know. I would probably get veneers. I would get veneers because I don't like my teeth.
You might want to invest in the hairline as well. We could get
the hairline is like, I'm accepting. I'm 62.
It doesn't bother him. Yeah.
I'm trying to be realistic right now. I'm not going to fake anybody out here.
Why don't you ask Carla?
Carla would say the teeth. Kyle would say the veneer.
You have great teeth. They're straight.
I have great teeth, but I want them to be greater. I want to have. I don't want any change in shape. I would like them to be greater. I would like to have whiter set of choppers. Okay. And I don't believe with my dental work that I've done over the years, I don't believe that that's possible because of the artificial nature of that. Bryna, the lady of
Bryna
the hooks.
Bryna is the hooks. Yeah, that's right. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What would you do, Rob?
I'd have my eyes tripled in size.
So you look like an owl?
Yeah, exactly.
Or like a cat?
And also, if we're going to go ahead and do it, and they can upsell me on this too, I would have my eyes tripled in size and also have them move independent of each other.
Like a lizard?
Yeah.
So you can see everything that was going on. Mm-hmm. And would you have them moved out more to the side?
Yeah, on the side of my head. Because, as you know, if...
All right, like, shut up. What would you really do?
I would probably have the fat sucked out of my chin.
No, we can probably get that
leaner
endorsed.
Face. Leaner face.
That's when the plastic surgeon's office would have a truck come.
Yeah, it would look like when they empty the grease pit behind a restaurant.
Yeah,
like a septic tank.
Yeah,
you know, with the big hose. You know, my family still tells
smells
the story.
Like Chinese food.
Yeah,
we love to tell this story up in Maine about the guy that worked on our septic tank, and I think we had it redone like when I was a kid.
Hey,
but
nice.
But my I remember. It was somebody in the family calling all of us over to the window at the end of the house,
right,
at the southern end of the house where the septic tank was. And we all had to go on the second floor and look out the window,
right,
where the guy that was doing the septic tank work was sitting there over the tank, sitting on the tank with the open hole, his legs hanging over, and eating his lunch.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
I will never forget that as long as I live.
The moves.
Yes.
All right. I wanted to say this briefly before we go to our first break here.
And by the way,
yeah, congratulations, Carrie, and enjoy your trip to Denver. We love you, and everything will be fine with your surgery. We know that for a fact because those surgeries are fine.
And
no
Rob
problem
will be
at
there.
All. And Rob's going to pick you up. That's a good thing. Mm-hmm. The I did a little listening today on my my drive around. Sometimes I check in with the only thing you have in America now are voice tracked music radio and an occasional morning show, but primarily right wing talk. That's what you get all the time.
Right wing kind of morning show, Mike. This kind
of. And in West South Florida, I think they got two full-time right-wingers that go on. I have not listened to DJ Glenn Beck in quite some time. And he pissed me off within 5 minutes of listening. Because he had a guest on that wrote a piece about how the left is encouraging pedophilia. Mm. And I said, are they still ringing this bell? I went back and did some research. He was doing this same shtick round about 2014, 2015. So this is a common theme that he does. Mm-hmm. And I wrote it down on my show prep. I said, why does right-wing media want to make the left pedophiles? And this is the answer without any research whatsoever. You want to know why?
Why?
Because it's the worst thing they can think of.
Yeah.
It is the worst thing they can think of. And to say that I'm offended is an understatement. It's beyond the pale. It's beyond the pale that the people that do this, that paint with the broad brushes, by the way, that's what bigots do too.
Of course.
Bigots, as far as bigots are concerned, if you're black, if you're Asian, you're like this. You're those people. Well, it's the same way on the left now, and they want to just say, you know what, the left is. Think about that for a second.
The entire
when you refer
left,
to a group as the left, you're talking about what? People that might be Democrats, people that might be political activists, people that might be. So you're talking about the entire group.
Well, what it is, Mike, when they paint with that broad brush, what they're saying, the left, that means anyone who doesn't think or look just like you.
It's just
that's what
this
it is.
This is it.
Yeah,
this is it. Oh, and by the way, on the other side, I'll please some people that I might be pissing off right now. Andrew Cuomo, bye. See you. Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out.
Too much.
You're gone. Enough of this.
Chow, chow.
You tried. You gave it the old college try. But at the same time, hey folks, you don't get his brother with this. You don't get his brother.
No.
He's his brother,
right,
for God's sake. You stand up for your family members. You do. That's all there is to it. So don't try to drag. I know you'd love to take down one of the best CNN pundits that they have out there. You don't get him to.
No.
But as far as Andrew is concerned, do the dignified thing. Do the right thing. You're living in a different world now, okay? You didn't walk the walk of like the guy that keeps it in his pants all the time. You didn't.
Right.
You didn't. So go. See you later. Bye bye. You know what I mean?
Love
Come on.
To hear, and this is theater of the mind. A conversation between Andrew and his brother, literally of the back and forth back end of, hey man, I told you to get off that horny goat weed. Like, what did you do?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the thing about it is that look, and it's the same way on both teams. The teams, we are so divided in this country. People get so, and I'll use the word, so f***ing excited when somebody is about to go down on the other side. When they're about to topple somebody, they get so excited. But, you know, you don't get all the people you want.
No.
The left doesn't get it when there's somebody screwing up in the Trump administration, and the right doesn't get it when Andrew Cuomo's doing what he's doing. But getting back to the whole division of where we are, are you kidding me? Really? I know that most of my Republican friends are not pedophiles. And you know what? I think most of my Republican friends know that most people on the left are not pedophiles. Yeah. So when you do this, but it's like where we are. It's where we are with the, these people are the worst human beings you can possibly think of. Why? Because we think differently than you do?
They're different.
Because we,
it's different.
We worship differently than you do, that we might want have a few different things. I don't think you're evil. I think that, you know, the Republican Party, they have some very, very good ideas. I can see their point. I can see their point when they're talking about people taking advantage of the system. I get that.
Yeah.
I understand how it works. But You're gonna go with pedophile? You're gonna cherry pick some left wing media articles that are really over the top. I got news for you. If you want to cherry pick anything, you can justify any argument.
Yeah.
And when you're trying, here are the people that are trying to make a, as though if you take it to its logical conclusion that people on the left, Glenn Beck, are promoting an America where pedophilia is normalized, I could kick your ass for saying something like that. I don't think anybody wants that normalized. I think that, and you know, it's, well, if you're talking about an argument about, you know, these people, it just, I listened to that and it's been so long since I've listened to that kind of radio. And I'm listening to, and by the way, when they say it, they're so completely sure about themselves and this is the way it's supposed to be.
DJ.
Oh my God.
DJ. He's also an old DJ. That's what it is. It's a DJ. He's using a DJ mentality to try to change people's lives.
I think it's important you highlight this, though for years I would bang the drum about you staying away from politics, is because this is what's still happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? I hate it. I can't even tell you how much I hate it. And by the way, every day, almost every day of my life, I'm hanging around people that overwhelmingly disagree with me about politics. And we got no problem at all. It goes on and on and on. We avoid it and that's it. But when you listen to some of this stuff, it's no surprise to me. And by the way, if you're saying, well, they do that on the left too. No, not in radio, guys. Sorry. Mm-hmm. The left tried to do that radio. They sucked at it.
Yeah, we couldn't.
They were
do it.
Terrible at it. This comes from a very select group of people in our nation. But I mean, when you start throwing around that because, you know, it just is so unbelievably offensive.
Yeah, nasty.
That they're trying to label everybody that feels that way. And I was listening. And by the way, I have no idea what the world of Glenn Beck is. So I don't know why he had bandages all over his face. And maybe someone can enlighten me. I'm sure I'll get 30 of you out there. Maybe Ginger Heffling will set. No, I don't hear from her anymore. Maybe somebody will give me a little update. Because he's also over the years, I was doing a little dive on him before the show. He's also had a lot of medical, big dramatic medical things he likes that coincidentally came along around the same time they did with Rush.
Yeah. And Mike, so people know, if you are really being influenced by Glenn Beck, let's take a look at Glenn Beck in 1983.
It's a Valentine's weekend at WPGC FM Morningside. Glenn Beck at midnight. The music guarantee is not in effect once again today, Saturday, because of the snow emergency. You can count on us. We're WPGC.
And remember, Mike, WPGC, he told us, is where pedophiles get cash.
Yeah, where they get all their cash. Yes, fantastic. That's it. So anyway, be careful. Don't believe everything you read. Don't believe everything you hear, including what I'm saying. Make up your own mind. That's exactly the way. We got to hit the thingy. Oh, hit the thing.
Okay, we got it.
There you go. That's what. What is the? Where is the breakdown with this?
You must have done it when I was looking down to stop Glenn Beck.
Oh,
because
okay.
I didn't see you.
All right. You would be a very difficult defensive end in football. It would be like, you know, get your clock right. Anyway, we got to take a break. We will come back with the People Suck Mailbag.
All right.
Hello there. I know it might seem counterintuitive and maybe even silly to take advice from a promo, but I'm something of a famous radio pitchman. So this is something you can believe in.
My mother always said that you can trust a man with facial hair. And if you have any confidence at all in the wisdom of a mother, it's time to stare at my drawn-on mustache and heed my words. Do you need a little more laughter in your dark, secluded, lonely life? Sure you do. You need the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. For pennies a day, the Bonus Show will take you from zero to hero. And all the ladies will be digging your scene. Grab it at MikeO'MaraShow.com. You'll be glad you did, and we'll be glad for you. Buy the Bonus Show and make me smile. A big, flashy, fake, insincere smile. You earned it, Pajango.
Oh, I'm almost ready to give myself a lecture.
No.
Contagious. Bad production work is contagious.
It's contagious. That's contagion, Mike.
The stock market is made for public trading, so it should be more accessible for everyone. That's why Oscar and Rob joined Public.com, the investing social network where you can buy stocks for any amount of money and share ideas with a wonderful, diverse community of investors. I think this is one of the best
things
ever come on the scene. Public.com. You can invest with any amount of money. Invest in $1,000 stocks with just a dollar. The ability to buy slices of shares offers more flexibility on what you can add to your portfolio. Invest in companies you believe in. Share your insights on why you like a stock. Build your portfolio with confidence, Rob Spiewak.
What is so cool about it? Oscar will back me up on this. If you don't know the stock market, there's a scroll of people posting opinions and offering insight so you feel like you know what you're doing. I'm up with Public.
When you invest with public.com, you're never investing alone. That's good. It's easy to collaborate and build your confidence as an investor. Public.com curates the stocks with themes so you can navigate the market the way you see the world. Break free of financial institutions that want you to spend more money and profit from your information. Go to public.com. Use code TMOS when you download the app to let public.com know you're coming from Mike O'Mara's show. And you'll get up to $50 in free stock to get started in growing your portfolio. Here's the disclaimer.
Please.
Valid for U.S. residents 18 plus, subject to account approval. See public.com/disclosures. Not investment advice. And now it's time for the People Suck Mailbag, ladies and gentlemen. Is that the People Suck theme?
It's called Sucks to Be You. Was it by Prozac? Was the
Prozac
band? Yeah, I think the band was Prozac.
Well, let's take a listen for a second, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Prozac on WAVA.
Sucks to be you.
Yeah.
Sucks to be you.
Let's get started right now. And by the way, when we asked you to send these submissions in, you responded. We say thank you.
We appreciate it. Keep them coming.
People suck. This is the first letter for today. When I walk my dog around the neighborhood, she usually stops and rests on a neighbor's lawn on the corner of the block before going home. I've done that down here, especially on a really, really hot day. Winds will just camp out and lie down when they get tired.
I love when dogs flop.
They get tired. What are you looking at, Oscar? What is the hell's going on?
He's walking around here like he owns the place.
Yeah, he's right in back of you. He's directly in back of you. He is right there.
Jesus Christ.
We're doing a dog story.
I'm
so
sorry.
You know.
Maybe that's why he's into
I'll
it.
I'll kick him after the show.
One day. No, you will not.
You can hear the mic. Hear the zip getting disconnected.
Doing a little feature called the public, the mailbag right here, if you don't mind. One day while my dog was taking a break, a car with three teenagers was driving by, and it started to drift towards the sidewalk. When the car got close to me, the passenger in the back seat threw his drink out the window at me. Luckily, he missed me and my dog. Not cool! The car drove away, and all I could think of was, what the F? People suck.
People do suck.
Steven in Rancho Cordova. I'm with you 1,000% on that one, Steven. Dear TMOS, people suck. Sometimes a clerk or receptionist will wish me a good evening at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I believe that have a great rest of your day is the norm. When did this become a thing? Has telling time become complicated since many schools went digital and stopped teaching the importance of the big hand and the little hand? Have a good evening. at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. That's somebody that's probably got to work till 7 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I've ever told you one of the. Have you ever asked a question in class and you immediately realized it was stupid and you regretted it?
Oh, of course.
In first grade, this has stayed with me since my first grade class with Mrs. Seltzer.
Right.
They were teaching us time, and she says, this is the big hand, this is the little hand, and this is the second hand. And I said, why isn't it called the third hand? And she said, because it measures seconds. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, and you were trying to be a smartass. Yeah,
no, I wasn't. I truly didn't get it.
Let me show you
I truly didn't get it, and I just
felt so stupid.
Well,
I remember when
I was
a junior at American University, I rose my hand and said, listen, when was the country of Paris invaded? No, I didn't do that. Anyway, People Suck. That was from Craig McDougall of Las Vegas, Nevada. Let's move on, shall we? People Suck. Get vaccinated, you bunch of morons.
Yeah.
I've had patients, family members who drive big rigs for a living, tell me I don't know what I'm talking about when I tell them how important getting vaccinated is. I look at their family member in the bed on a ventilator that I'm operating. Look at the continuous dialysis machine they are hooked up to that I'm operating. Then look at the heart-lung bypass machine they are hooked up to that I'm operating. And I say to them, you're right. I have obviously no idea what I'm doing or talking about. Time to thin the herd, boys, because people really suck. Mm. That's Derek, and I won't give Derek's last name, who's a nurse. And, man, how do you think those people feel? Of all the people, you know, we don't talk about it enough. Of all the people that I think about during this second wave of this pandemic, oh, my God, the healthcare professionals that had the light. The light at the end of the tunnel.
They
and now
saw
because
it, man.
These idiots down here in Florida, overwhelmed. Lee County, overwhelmed.
Brutal.
Collier County, overwhelmed. You know, just because people are like, maybe that's what you think.
There are certain fields, teachers and healthcare providers.
Yeah.
They should get, if we're talking about stimulus, if we're handing out checks, they should get some sort of spiff.
Yeah.
Just for serving along those lines. And
here's the local news down here, Oscar, down Southwest Florida. Here's local news the other night. It's the anchor comes on and goes, should you have the right to ask if your student's teacher has been vaccinated? We'll answer that coming up. Yeah, thanks a lot for that big investment. Yeah, how about just yes?
Yes,
yes, of course.
Didn't stick around to watch that. Watching the balance beam. Dear guys, next letter says, people suck. I was recently listening to you speak about men going shirtless.
I love this letter.
And it reminded me of something. I was watching Netflix the other day and innocently clicked on a show called Worn. Never heard of that one. It's about people's various clothing choices. It included, unfortunately, a couple of nudists.
Yeah, baby.
Baby.
I'm sure this couple are very nice people, but between the two of them, I wanted to rip my eyes out. Between the body hair and the droopy body parts, I'm not sure what was more disgusting. I think people need to keep in mind that just because you can do something doesn't mean you should do something.
Right.
After I vomited in my mouth, I changed the program never to return to Warn. I love your show. Please keep up the funny, but nudists suck.
You've actually broadcasted from a nudist column, correct?
That's Katie of Woodland, California. And,
found, and I think Mike will back me up on this, is anytime you find people that are really eager to be nude, no one's really eager to see them.
Unless it's
this
a paid establishment.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I turn your attention to a program on HBO called Real Sex 17.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so gross. The
worst.
Gross.
Yeah, the worst.
The worst. Guys, people suck. Have you noticed that reporters these days are answering sure for how, what, and can questions?
This is so
it
true.
Drives me nuts. Here are just a few examples. I'm not sure where this guy's going with this. Let's see, or this lady's
lady,
going.
Lady.
Here are just a few examples taken verbatim from the radio. How are Fairfax County schools preparing for in-person learning? A sure.
No,
I don't get it.
No,
I'm
it's question. The question is a cue, and then the answer is. So, Mike, ask me the question, and I'll give the example
right.
of how they
answer. How are Fairfax County schools preparing for in-person learning?
Sure. The thing is that...
Okay. Okay. I get it. How can a college student prepare to come home for a COVID Thanksgiving?
Sure.
What would you say to political leaders about... Sure. Yeah, thanks. It's kind of like, basically.
Yeah, it's what it is.
They're buying a beat.
They're buying a beat at the front of their answer. Yeah,
To let the brain catch up. These examples are from a reliable radio station that may or may not be housed where Mike went to college. Oh, WAMU. What the hell? Where are these reporters learning proper grammar? If you pay attention, you'll hear this sure answer more and more because people suck. Thank you, Claire Baxter. People suck, especially when they are on speakerphone in an office. I don't even want to hear them talking, let alone hear their spouse or their stupid kids.
Oh, the stupid kids.
Oh, no. I'm trying to concentrate on my work, and I have to hear the whining and complaining, the witch-like cackling, and those horrible sighs, not unlike the secretary in Ferris Bueller. I want to jam a pencil in my ear and then throw them out the window because people suck. You're right, Christina. Moving right along. Great mailbag this week. People suck. I had a very busy afternoon last week, and by 2:30, I found myself very hungry.
Hungry?
I drove to a steak burger fast food chain. This is located in 32 states with a location in Fairfax on Fairfax Boulevard and in Sarasota on Lockridge Road. I believe a Steak and Shake.
I like
maybe?
The details.
Could be the Steak and Shake, yeah.
I ordered and the total came to $11.25. Not wishing to get a bunch of $1 bills back, I handed the clerk a 20 and two $1 bills. I watched her ring it up, place the 20 and the two singles in their respective slots in the cash drawer, and she handed me $8.75. I said, wait, I just gave you $22, didn't I? The clerk, who was a girl in her late teens, said, yes, you did. I said, why are you only giving me $8.75? You are shorting me by $2. I returned the change. She closed the window, looked at the receipt, and looked at the register. She touched the register but looked confused. She called a coworker over to resolve the issue. The coworker actually took out a calculator that had a large screen, and I watched her input $22 minus $11.25 equals $10.75. She explained to the first clerk the proper cash exchange. The first clerk looked at me with a tear in her eye and walked away. The second clerk opened the window and handed me the proper change. I know the first clerk sucks for not knowing how to make change, but my question is, do I suck for making the young lady cry? Bob from Bakersfield. It may be hot, but at least it's a dry heat. That's awesome. Thank you very much for your submissions, everybody. We appreciate that. Keep them coming.
Do it.
They're great.
Love it.
It doesn't matter how small. You heard those. Those are great examples on the People Suck mailbag and anything you want next week. We'll do any letter you want to send us. Yes. We're going to just, you know, we love hearing from
floodgates.
Our listeners.
Bring it.
Yes. Please send it to Rob with 2 B's. We'll be right back, everybody.
Throughout history, wise men have looked for a savior.
Our Father, who art in Texas.
One man would change everything.
I'd like to thank our good friend Tripp Affleck, who just has such passion.
His message was love. His power, absolute.
His power maybe has gone too far.
Do not take him out of his position of power. He's the passion. He's the passionate guy.
I've just gone in and turned him into a super administrator.
Long may he reign.
His grace divine.
His passion was something to truly behold. You could study the passion of Tripp. The passion of the Tripp.
I'd watch that movie.
But his providence came at a price.
Shame on you, Oscar Santana, for letting some guy try to extort you into slamming my personal close friend, Tripp Affleck, who's all he's trying to do
a veteran.
Is get the name.
Name names.
Get the name.
The passion of Tripp Affleck, only on The Mike O'Mara Show.
Buy the bonus, feel the passion.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This summer, make some climate change happen in your pants.
Wearing them now, Mike. I'm wearing them now.
Apollo is Tommy John's newest and most advanced men's underwear yet, with a performance-grade dry-release fabric blend that is exclusive to Tommy John. It's Tommy John's latest comfort innovation, and you can't get it anywhere else. Apollo men's underwear, proven to keep you drier and up to 7 degrees cooler
yes.
than regular cotton underwear. And for the flamethrower that is North America right now, this is a perfect time to tell you about Tommy. It's great. That's why Tommy John doesn't have the customers. They have fanatics, yes. everybody. Apollo underwear is soft, supportive, stretches for the perfect fit every day, and is available up to size 4XL. Do you want to say anything?
I'm wearing, actually, Mike, only double X's. But if you want to step up to a larger size,
you can barely breathe.
I'm so lightheaded. But I will say this. I'm honestly wearing them today in dark blue, and they feel unlike any other underwear I've ever worn. They're fantastic.
All right, then take the 4XL off of the copy now. You don't have to put
it in
there.
It's just a joke. I thought it was fun.
I understand. With over 15 million pairs sold, men across America love Tommy John because there's no more flopping, sticking, chafing. All I know is that when I wear Tommy John underwear, the weather's always perfect. In my pants!
Oscar, in his pants!
Like all Tommy John underwear, Apollo comes with the best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free guarantee. Tommy John's new Apollo men's underwear is high-end for your rear end.
Oh.
And you can't get them anywhere else. Right now, get 20% off your first order at TommyJohn.com/TMOS. Go to TommyJohn.com/TMOS for 20% off. TommyJohn.com/TMOS. See the site for details. What happened? Oh, Michael.
Oh, did you not plug it in?
You know what? For a pep talk.
I'd like to see your underwear 20% off.
Mike? Well, oh, you're going to get exasperated with me now? No, I know what I did. I know you know what you did. We're going to do this. Are we going to do this every week? Are we going to do this? You incredible, lazy, lard-ass, fat, has-been douche. I understand I made a mistake. Can I rectify the mistake before you continue? Yeah. You go ahead. Do what you want. Yeah, take your time. Yeah, it's only a professional show. Yeah, make all those clicking sounds. Oh, that sounded good. Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah, you are. You're almost done in my eyes. You're almost done. Okay? The laziness, the lack of attention to detail, the phoning it in. Stop it! Stop it! Be a pro! All right. I'm sorry. Oh, the anthem. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. How many times do I have to hear, I'm sorry? How about, you know what I'm sorry about is you don't push yourself away from the table more often.
Oh, dear.
It has nothing to do. Yeah, it does. Has everything to do with that. Has everything to do with that up here, okay? And swinging a golf club is not exercise. It's a fat man's game. Deal with it. That's all.
That's all.
All right. I guess he's done.
We're back, baby.
We're back.
I have to move in now. I have to play the thing.
Yeah. Oh, there it is.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
Okay.
Mike.
The other Mike just wants the best for you.
Yeah, they're there now. Tut tut.
Sometimes when he's that bad, it's hard.
It drives you to eat.
Okay, I'm ready to go on.
If he didn't love you, he wouldn't yell at you.
I understand. Please don't make him come back. Concertgoers in New York City will soon have to prove they're fully COVID-19 vaccinated to attend live shows.
Oh, wow.
Mayor Bill de Blasio indicated as much this week when he revealed that New York City would become the first city in the United States to require proof of vaccination for a range of in-person activities for both customers and workers.
Mike, okay. I don't do this very often, but what do you suppose it would sound like if Cubs announcer Harry Carey said the name of the mayor?
Now batting fourth, coming up, the cleanup hitter, Bill de Blasio.
I try to pick my moments. I just,
well,
every
great.
Time you
thank
say
you,
it.
Rob, because, you know, not very often do I be able to rekindle the memory of Harry Carey with Bill de Blasio. Perhaps I'll do the entire story like that.
I like it.
There will be no option to display a recent negative COVID test result in place of proof of vaccination. The new requirements roll out later this month from Bill de Blasio. He said it's time for people to see vaccination as literally necessary to living a good and full and healthy life. Cubs win!
Hey,
Cubs win!
Harry,
Cubs
do you happen
win.
To know offhand, I know you've been dead for a long time, but do you
yes.
know the name of the current mayor of Washington, D.C.?
Muriel Bowser. Yeah, Muriel Bowser. Okay.
Nice pull. Thank you, Harry.
Absolutely. Thank you. The between seasons buzz about Saturday Night Live has been more about who may be leaving than who will certainly be staying. But if a report is to be believed, the show's creator is interested in keeping its biggest free agents around for a long time. Variety reported on Monday that Saturday Night Live creator Lorne Michaels wants most of the show's cast to return this fall and beyond, at least until the show's 50th season. Well, it would seem to me that in order to make that happen, you just have to bring in a big suitcase
yeah.
full of cash money.
Correct.
That's what I would
I
think.
I don't know that I want to give them a raise.
But I sure would love them to stay till the 50th.
Come
that would be wonderful.
What if we gave you more pillows in your room, Pete Davidson?
Right. SNL is about to enter its 47th season, but Michaels hopes to get some cast members to agree to stay through the show's 50th. According to these people, a landmark occasion that is slated to start in the fall of 2024. You know, Rob and I are like nerds about Saturday Night
yeah.
Live, and the fact that Mike Myers, when he made Austin Powers, Dr. Evil, was based on Lorne Michaels, one of the funniest things I've
it
ever
It is, and it makes me
of.
Give,
really
Mike Myers has a really weird strain comedically. He just has weird stuff that he does, but then he does something like that
right.
is so subtle and really just for maybe originally maybe three dozen people.
That
yeah, exactly.
It's so great.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It is. I normally don't like to talk about Ashton Kutcher, but this is a weird story.
Right.
Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis don't bathe themselves or their kids often.
Oh.
Ew. Until they actually see dirt. And now on The View yesterday, Kristen Bell said she agrees. She said, quote, I'm a big fan of waiting for the stink. Once you catch a whiff, that's biology's way of letting you know you need to clean it up.
Hey, more
honestly,
like
it's
trashed in Kutcher. Am I right, ladies?
Honestly, it's just bacteria. Once you get bacteria, you got to be like, get in the tub or the shower. Ew.
What's the route for kids? 3 days?
For my son, it's every night.
Oh.
He takes a bath or a shower usually every night. On the weekends, we might slide a little bit on it.
I think we were every other day with the kids. Unless
it's unclear how closely Kristen follows this approach. She and Dax Shepard, well, they are a power couple in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And they're funny. They have two daughters who are 8 and 6. Dax was also in the interview, and he said they initially bathed their girls every single night as a routine, but then they started forgetting and couldn't remember when they last had a bath.
Yeah.
I don't know. Waiting for the stink seems like a little bit excessive, and I'm whispering because I think he's home right now.
Yeah.
My little man. When he kicks off his golf shoes now.
Oh, no,
at the
really?
End of the day. O-M-J.
Where you go straight to Funky Town?
Yeah.
It's
going to take you.
Horrific.
Down? Yeah.
I'll be driving. I'm on the middle of Route 75, yeah. driving up, you know, and I'm like, roll down the window. It's 97 degrees.
Oh, sad.
Speaking of filth, four things hotels won't tell you. One, you can't trust the drinking glasses in the rooms. The main goal of cleaning the staff is to make everything look clean. So a lot of times they use the same dirty rag to wipe down the glasses in every room.
Ah.
Gross, 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 gross. I always thought they were like hermetically sealed. And
yeah,
they're not.
Yeah.
Bed bugs, number two.
Bed bugs,
are
ew.
bed bugs, earwigs, ew. Bed bugs are a real concern. Doesn't matter if it's a cheap motel or a five-star resort. They've had them before and could have them again. So never put your suitcase on the bed. That's so gross. I've always heard, like, don't go on the top sheet, you know, the top comforter, don't sit on it. It's so gross.
That's
always
bad.
Check the corners of the mattress underneath the fitted sheet.
That's
so
the
nasty.
Worst thing you've said in
yeah,
9 weeks.
So another thing, number three, people do nasty things in hotel rooms. It's not unheard of for maids to find used
Right.
Condoms. And love toys people left behind. On a related note, sex workers tend to leave big tips for the maids.
Yeah. So they keep a secret.
And here's the last one. Number four, people die in hotels all the time. One guy claimed it happened in almost half of the beds at a dingy place where he used to work. He says it obviously depends on the type of hotel you're staying in.
Yeah, and also watch out for the water tower.
Oh, yeah. What was that? What was the hotel? I don't remember the show.
Yeah, I don't even remember
it
either.
Oh, my God, I forgot it. And now a little something-something. Gentlemen, select areas on Lake Tahoe's South Shore have been closed to the public after some chipmunks in the area tested positive for the plague.
Oh,
the plague?
No.
Public health officer Dr. Nancy Williams said it's important that individuals take precautions for themselves and their pets when outdoors, especially while walking, hiking, or camping in areas where wild rodents are present. Oh. Human, she said, quote, human cases of plague are extremely rare, but can be very serious. The spokesman for the chipmunk said they don't want to hurt anyone. All they want is a hula hoop. I'm sorry. Thank you very much, Alvin. We appreciate
That's
that. We
classic.
Will take a break. Yeah, I probably shouldn't. You know, I probably shouldn't have even said the Alvin thing, should I? I just overdid it, didn't I?
No,
I didn't need to do that.
It's all good, baby.
We'll take a break, and we'll come back with more fun and more thrills. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Alvin!
I just never picture Jim Amato getting high. I just don't.
Well, he was a heroin addict.
Yes, that was the old me. With a beastly monkey on my back known as junk, horse, H, or Chinese rock. It wasn't pretty. I'd do anything for a fix of China White, Skag, or the snow. Dancing in 2-bit dive bars, selling platelets at the free clinic, or turning tricks out behind the digital dumpster for truckers and hobos. Anything to get my smack fix. But then I saw the light. The TMOS Bonus Show, an exclusive shot-in-the-arm hour of comedy that comes to my TMOS app every Friday. Filled with naughty words and profound musings, it's the cure that got me off the horse. Now I'm high on laughs. The results have been amazing. I don't have the shakes, I can eat solid food, and I'm 2 inches taller since I bought my first subscription. Treat yourself to a subscription today to the TMOS Bonus Show and see what good living is all about.
Thank you, Jim Amato. We appreciate that.
He's
you know,
cured.
Every 10 seconds, someone becomes a victim of fraud or identity theft. And 23% of those people don't get their money back after the attack. You could be their next victim. Aura can help. Aura provides digital security protection from online threats. It's all-in-one protection from identity theft, financial fraud, malware, scam sites, and so much more. With Aura, you get alerted to fraud and threats fast. You get alerted when you get a new line of credit somewhere. If you go out and you buy a car, they're going to let you know. If something shows up, they want you to confirm it. Is this you?
Stay
Is this how it works?
Yeah.
It's like somebody looking over your shoulder to make sure you don't get burned. Like, for example, if your online accounts or passwords were leaked, or if someone tries to open a bank account in your name, Aura is there. I hear from Aura regularly, and I use it, and it's great, and it gives me peace of mind. It's easy to set up. All plans come with $1 million in identity theft insurance to help recover your stolen funds, and experienced U.S.-based customer support that has your back. Aura is a new type of security service that protects all of your online information and devices with one simple subscription, keeps you in control, and guides you through solving any issues that come up. Right now, Aura is offering our listeners early access and 3 months free when you visit aura.com/TMOS. This trial is for an extremely limited time and won't last long. So act now. Go to aura.com/TMOS to get access before anyone else and 3 months for free. That's aura.com/TMOS. Aura, talking to them today. I was dealing with Aura today.
Great
it's
outfit.
Really a great service, and it really does feel like somebody is checking you out. Speaking of checking out, in order to get in any building in the city, usually you have to go through a security cordon. And
yes.
I know at Podville, there is no exception to that.
Correct.
By the way, things going great at Podville.
Yes.
With
hard.
You're getting a lot of the local politicos involved in that.
God bless.
But you got what security guards down at the front desk off the elevators.
And also we have the fobs,
the fobs. Like any major building in any major
yes.
city.
Yeah,
very nice.
Mm-hmm.
My interaction with security guards has been it really depends on the time of day and the security guard.
Right.
And since we had moved in roughly, because we had a sublease and then grew our sublease into what is an entire floor now, probably 2 years. And during that time, you start remembering people's names.
Of course.
You engage and they say hello and goodbye. And for me, I constantly take quick trips to Wawa or 7-Eleven just for an energy drink or a power bar.
Which do you go to more often?
Wawa.
I thought so.
I want this because it's further away. It gets a good quick exercise. You know, walk back.
I had a steak and cheese at Wawa that was so incredible this past weekend.
They cook to order, don't they?
Not they cook it to order, and they just nothing more. Little mayo, steak and cheese. No vegetables whatsoever.
They make great sandwiches. Yeah. It's amazing.
But you're in and out. I know you love to do that. Yeah. That's your break. Always that's your official break. Right.
And but I come back and I usually bring some sort of treat for the security guard if I know them. So
that's very thoughtful, and that's a good way. You know, it's good to be in with the people that are at the front line.
They're also stuck there all the time.
Absolutely,
you know, and you can't be walking with a bunch of like snacks and just be like, "All right, see you later, moving on."
Yeah, right. Don't you wish you were me? Bye.
Are the ask this delicately? Are the security people here people that would, in your humble opinion, appear to enjoy snacks?
Well, it really depends. It depends on the time. Because in the morning, the gentleman who works in the morning is not very personable, and he's all business.
Very business.
Which I appreciate. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the ladies in the evening and afternoon are super personal. Like, they're awesome and sweet. They're like, "Hi, honey." Like, super
Oh,
nice,
yeah. When I get off the elevator, you sometimes make an elevator transfer to get to the
parking.
And the door opens. "Hey, Rob. Hope you had a good day." She's the greatest. She's so nice.
You can't even
What's your name?
I don't know her
Shadon.
Name.
Her name's Shadon.
Shadon.
So you can't even get into this floor without a fob.
I'm going to remember
Shadon.
Oh.
Look, this is why I don't tell you things. Because you try you ruin nice things.
I'm not ruining
anything.
You're
ruining nice things. This is what you do.
I don't.
Why don't you tell me more about the business, Oscar? Well, because you like ruining nice things.
Okay, all right. Sorry about that.
Moving on. Shadon.
Nice lady.
Shadon.
Yes.
This morning, as I'm walking in,
you're the worst.
The gentleman in the morning says, "Hey, can I talk to you for a second?" And I said, "Sure." And I thought something was wrong.
Yeah, sounds like
somebody,
it.
Because you can't get to our floor or any floor without the right fob.
Right.
And I thought somebody like lost a fob or something happened. He goes,
"Okay.
You the candy man?" And I said, "Excuse me?" He said, "Are you the candy man?"
Wow, like your reputation preceded you.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what he's talking about because it's early morning and I don't have any candy on me.
Right.
You know, really, see, I think comedically like that, and I've always done that. Maybe it's because of what I've done for a living. But if somebody asked me that question, they said, I would really, like, just to F with them, I go, "Are you asking me if I sell drugs?"
I don't sell dope.
That's what went through my mind because I wasn't registering candy. I said, "Excuse me," and I like kind of got closer to the desk, and I have a mask on, and so does he.
Right.
And he goes, "Are you the candy man?" And I said, I don't know what you've heard, sir, but I'm not the candy man. My name is Oscar, and I work on the fourth floor.
You know, I think Wanda Farmer, you can blame her for this, that you do this for people. I think
what is this?
Christina Aguilera. You don't remember this record?
Is that all you could pull? You couldn't find Sammy Davis Jr.?
This has a better beginning than the Sammy record. Because the Sammy record, you have to go through the kids.
Why did he ask you if you were the candy man? Yeah. Did the other security guards say that you bring candy?
After I humma, because I thought he was asking for like nose candy or something like that.
Very clever, boys.
I was like, "By candy man, what do you mean?" And
what do you mean, sir?
He goes, "Are you the guy who brings the Snickers for the ladies?" And then I'm like, does he think I'm hitting on the ladies? Like, there's a whole thing that's going on.
Oh, so you're really.
I don't know what's going on.
Right.
And I said, "Sir, sometimes I will travel to Wawa and I'll come back with the Snickers, depending on who's in front, and hand off a Snickers to the team." He goes, "Well, I'm on the team."
Is he being super intense?
Yes, he's a burly man.
I love this guy already. Busting your balls. That is just so incredibly funny. I love that. I really do.
"Are you a Snickers fan?" And he goes, well, who isn't?
Per your request, Mike. Sorry.
The Candy Man. That is so funny that he caught you.
And, I know. Yeah, so I'm part of the team. I like parties.
Well, you know, if you don't engage, I don't know what to do. Right?
Yeah,
I move
exactly.
on.
Yeah.
That is too good.
And
that
so,
is too good. I love it.
Made an effort. Went. Got something. Brought him something back. He's like, and he's thinking. He was kind of laughing, but he could tell I was nervous. So he doubled down on it.
Oh no!
Oh, that's funny. That's great. That yeah, he's got that. So, he's in the right job.
So what's great now is what I get to figure out, because I haven't seen Shadon today, is I get to walk down to her and be like, how did they figure out that they got Snickers from our team and he never got?
Maybe there's like a nextdoor.com. For a security
guard. I don't know if there's...
Now, it's probably the fact that he takes 11 breaks a day going down to the... Like, really, I mean, it doesn't matter, right? Half a bottle of water, he's out the door and down in the elevator. They see him a lot.
Yeah, that's
everybody,
true.
He's famous.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
famous
he's
with the
candy
people
man.
That work in the... He's the candy man. He's that's the right. candy man.
He
candy.
He can ever it with a miracle or two. He's the right. candy man. That's
my,
right.
My place in life has been solidified by what I eat. At the old building, it was plain bagel. I would walk in, it's plain bagels here, because I was getting my plain bagel at the Starbucks.
Right.
So now I'm the candy man.
It's like Norm.
Yeah, now you got to carry that torch.
Yeah.
You got to bring stuff
getting
with you
expensive.
All the time.
Yeah,
it is. Well, you know what? As much as you like to get it at those little drugstores yeah. across the street in the middle of the city,
time to
you
buy
might
in
have
bulk.
To... Might want to bulk up, ask your brother to go get you some yeah, and, yeah. you know, have a big box. That's yeah, what you yeah. ought to do. That yeah. would be fantastic. And, of course, I remember the, I'm somehow hearing the voice of Alan Goodman from back in the 80s.
Oh, dear.
Yelling across the courtyard in the Caribbean. DM Candy?
Very subtle.
That's totally different subject. I'm not sure what it was, but
I usually give the guy in the morning painkillers. So
yeah, there you go.
Here, he likes those too.
Here's your Vicodin. We'll take a break, and the digital dumpster. You never know.
Never know
what's gonna happen when we open it up. Everybody, we'll be right back.
Hello, listen to me. It's Jackie Mason, and I know that was a sensation. Now I'm dead. In the ground, what a break. Only a schmuck dies before being a TMOS talking head. I missed out. Mike, Rob, and Oscar are real mensches. They love the whole mishpecha. Oy, such fun. But I missed my chance to kibitz with them. Now it's not too late for you, boy check or girl check. You don't need to be a schnorrer. Just ask nicely. Email Rob with the 2 B's at MikeGomeraShow.com and give him your spiel. Soon you can be talking with 3 goys and it won't cost bupkis. Booby, don't be a putz. Use some chutzpah and send that note. Include your phone number. Everyone will cabal when they hear you and maybe even pat your kepi. Quit kvetching and do it. Only a mishugana would turn down a chance to be part of the Michigas. So plots, have an osh, and schlep over to your computer and schmooze the boys or I'll kick you in the tuckus. Oi!
Oi.
Thank you, Jackie. Appreciate that. Hey, it's Chain Sheets Day. Once every 3 months at the O'Mara House. It's really exciting. Now I got fresh linens today on the bed. It's
nice.
So I can't wait. I'm really looking forward to jumping into my sleep number tonight. I really am. With sunnier days ahead, a good night's rest helps us make the most of summer because quality sleep helps boost energy, recovery, and well-being. Sleepers who routinely use their Sleep Number 360 smart bed features and Sleep IQ technology get almost 100 hours more proven quality sleep per year. That's more than 4 days of better sleep, which is huge. Mm. According to the Sleep Foundation, consistent sleep strengthens your immune system, and lack of sleep can literally make you sick and unable to meet the challenges of the day. If you establish a sleep routine, you get big health benefits. So try going to bed and waking up around the same time every day, including weekends. This helps establish your sleep-wake cycle. You might know that as the circadian rhythm.
Circadian rhythm. You can feel it in your bones.
If you're looking for a data-proven way to sync your rhythm, Sleep Number smart bed sleepers who use the bed circadian rhythm feature improve their bedtime and wake time consistency by 35 minutes for better quality sleep. So get a Sleep Number bed. I wouldn't sleep on anything else. Remember, a great day starts the night before. My sleep number setting is now a 70. Carla is holding steady at a 65. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Check out the special offers for a limited time only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/TMOS. That's sleepnumber.com/TMOS, everybody. All right, it's time. Let's see. All right, wait till the crash. Now, let me see.
This is Jim Rockford. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Yeah, I know. James the great Garner. James Garner. And remember, for many years, when we would do Man on the Street bets, we'd always ask, how did you react to the news that James Garner had passed when he was still alive?
When he was still
alive.
What
else was he famous for?
Oh,
he was the movie that I based a lot of my Jim Garner impression was a movie called
Murphy's Romance.
Heart. Murphy's Romance. Thank you, Rob Spiewak. Was Murphy's Romance, where he was this curmudgeon-y kind of 60-something guy.
Who's that remind you?
If you want to go way back, he was also he played what was the Maverick? He played Maverick on a great TV western, and he was in a couple really good movies.
Great Escape.
Great Escape. He was excellent in, and also you might know him from Space Cowboys.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
Fantastic.
But he was so well loved and such a great actor. I really like
him. You know what's cool now about the digital dumpster is that when you open it up and you put somebody in there like that, we talk about them and reminisce for a little bit. I don't mind that one little bit. That's awesome.
And just so you know, yesterday Scott Shannon was visiting, but James Garner's staying.
Yeah. He'll be in the dumpster, not going anywhere.
All right. Absolutely. This is not well handled, but it's fun to listen to. I love the fact that a huge stadium full of Yankees fans can come to an absolute, the game can come to an absolute stop when a cat gets on the field.
Yeah, and Yankee fans are not having a good year. They're not happy in New York.
But I believe the cat brought them together. Listen to the crowd cheering behind the feeble play-by-play.
Where is the cat? Did the cat leave the field? No. Still there, past the Oriole dugout. All right, Uh-oh. Now we're going to have to pause play. Look at this thing go. This is faster than anybody on the Yankees.
There you go.
This poor cat. Yeah. Pretty scared
right
now.
The crowd cheers. They need to open up the door. Let him in. Come on.
Put him in the bullpen.
Open the door.
Come on, he can give you an inning.
Let's go, cat.
Ouch. And they'll change to MVP in a second.
Two times, the cat was right near the bullpen door, and they kept the door closed. Makes no sense.
MVP, yeah.
Can't make this up. There you go.
I don't normally telegraph ahead, but today's digital dumpster is a cat sandwich. We will also close with a cat tape, so stay tuned.
Ooh. You know I love me the cats. Yes, I do.
Mike, I know the name Gunhild Kerling probably means little to you, but is a European, and we've had her in the past. She plays jazz on the bagpipes. She plays really groovy bagpipes, but I thought that's where her talent stopped until I poked around and found this is her playing three trumpets at once. Imagine, if you will, a woman that has three trumpets on her mouth and plays them all at once. Didn't say she played them well. It's just three trumpets.
How many is she playing with her mouth?
And scene.
That is an airtight band.
Yesterday, Tony Bennett turned 95, and that's great. And Paul McCartney did a very feeble effort.
I get a kick out of Tony Bennett turning 95 because I love him and his music, and I love his son, Danny.
The man who made some
birthday,
of the
Tony.
Shut up, Paul. The guy who made some of the best sounding albums of all time. Mm-hmm. Couldn't go to a room that had
sounds
some
like
dampening. Horrible.
Oh, that's Paul.
Because he doesn't care.
But here's the happy lining to this. They announced yesterday, even though he has dementia, we discussed this, Tony Bennett still remembers music. He can still react to music.
Right.
He's releasing one more album and doing another show with Lady Gaga. He can still sing. And listen to this. They're doing a Cole Porter tribute album. This is Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett. Tony Bennett, 95, probably 94 when he recorded this. He still sounds great.
I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me.
I get a kick.
It just, it pleases me so much that even though he is in that failing health,
doesn't
that he
sound great though.
No, he sounds like Tony Bennett.
Can you play the beginning of it again? Let me hear the beginning of it, okay?
Okay, here we go. Tony.
I get a kick every time.
Sorry to hear that. How unfortunate.
That's a, you know, fine.
How about whoever's his manager? Thank you. Just push him. Say, you can't do this. Let Lady Gaga just make the check.
All right. I don't know why I turned into like the softy on this tape, but
You're a softy for Bennett. You went to see him.
It
you
pleases,
like Tony Bennett.
It pleases
me. A throwback to the old days.
But it pleases me that a man that is in failing health, as he is failing mental health, is still
right.
able to do what he loves to do. And you can't tell me that's not good for his psyche.
I felt the same way about Glenn Campbell when he got early Alzheimer's and could remember music. It's amazing the way the connections fire with these guys that with music. But Oscar and I both reacted the same way when we heard the, he sounds like a 94-year-old.
Well, he sounds like Tony Bennett before Alzheimer's, just old Tony Bennett.
I saw Tony Bennett at the HF Festival and he sounded much better then.
Well, good for you. Maybe it was because you were there.
No.
There you go. Hey, okay. I hear Oscar's in the crowd.
I have to segue out
really
of this.
Hard.
There's no nice way to get out of this. Okay. So there we go. Okay.
Well,
there it is. Thank you.
Gaga didn't even help him up. Sad,
nope,
right?
Not at all. Nope.
So did you hear about the Frontier Airlines, the guy that he assaulted and slapped three separate flight attendants and how they had to handle it in the air?
Yeah.
No.
This Douche guy's bag. Name, Maxwell Berry. He groped
TikTok.
And punched. TikTok.
Internet.
Wow.
And so what they did, they didn't land the plane. They duct taped him to the seat for the rest of the flight.
I've seen them do that to other people
But
before.
Listen, we have some audio of the actual, of him. It's horrible the way he's doing
this. You guys suck. My
Drunk.
Parents are worth more than $2 million damn dollars. And you know what? You suck!
Oh.
Hey! Chip!
Oh, man.
His nickname, Mike, is the Candyman.
What are you going to... You know, thank God
it's horrible.
I've never had that happen.
Mortified.
I'd be so... especially if I'm traveling with my kid.
Oh, it'd be horrible, wouldn't it?
Oh, God, how horrible for those passengers.
All right,
wow.
Mike, do you remember...
you think Michael... would just be sitting there while his dad fixes the VCR and just and totally just push him out of the way.
Yeah, Michael probably have his earbuds in and just like
throwback probably 9-10 months ago. Do you remember the tape of the No-No Cat?
Yes.
The No-No Cat that sounds like this. I liked it. I thought that was nice. But what they've done is they've taken it to the next level. And Tony Bennett had nothing to do with this.
Okay.
There's a song by Joyner Lucas called The Winter Blues.
Mm-hmm.
And they've made a digital collaboration between this guy, what's his name? I'm sorry, Joyner Lucas and the No-No Cat.
Damn, I feel so loose.
Give it a moment.
I'm about to pop. What's a man to do when he's out of options? I don't want to do it, but it's...
Be quiet.
Coming.
Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no, 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 no. No, 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 no. I said, give me that, give me that, give me that, give me that. You ain't heard what I said. Run that, run that, run that, run that. You heard what I said. I said, yeah.
You gotta love that. That sounded better than the Paul
not
McCartney
terrible.
Record.
That's
no,
not terrible.
That's your digital
that's
dumpster.
I like
Save
it.
Home,
that's
James Garner.
That's a ringtone.
I'll be listening
no,
to
no,
Tony
no.
Bennett and the No-No Cat all weekend. That's fantastic.
Put it in your iPod.
In my iPod, yeah. TikTok.
Internet.
That's it. We gotta get out of here. By the way, tomorrow, send me your requests. I may do a... another Broadway so
really?
Like that. Yes, if you'd
damn.
Like a particular one. I don't know.
Can
I
offer?
Might,
can I register one now so I don't have to mail
you
it to you?
Go right ahead. Yes,
Impossible Dream.
F you, Rob. that's it. We got to get out of here. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Michael Maris saying so long, everybody.
Man of La Mancha.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Michael Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I mean, she's not smart at all. I told her our kid is spoiled. She told me a lot of kids smell that way.
This is stupid. You're like a crazy person. Why do you do this to your father and I?
But why did they use them to make Brando?
Because Ronald's got extra legs.
Ow! We got a bleeder!